Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, all the best people I know. That would be us. Love us. How are you doing today? I am so psyched. It's Monday, and I have been waiting to interview this guest. Love her, Dr. Joanne White. Dear friend, she's fantastic, and she just lights me up, razzle and dazzle, and I know she's going to do that for you, too. So wait till you hear. Get your phone questions ready. Call 347-637-1318 and ask Dr. Joanne the questions that you have or post them in the chat. And I'm going to read her bio for you and tell you a little bit about her because she's amazing. But before I do that, I want to remind you to mark us as a favorite and follow us for the worry-free updates. Why? Because even though I've been typically scheduling shows for Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have been having so many phenomenal people, and we're growing by the thousands for our listeners. I want to bring these people to you. So, for example, today's Monday, and I don't normally schedule shows on Monday, but we could get Dr. Joanne in today. So we'll have a show for you, and this is about you. This is for you to help you be your best. I'm passionate, dedicated, and believe in this. I know that these things have made a difference in my life. You have to get the mind vitamins in your head to get the new feelings in your body, to feed your soul so you can get the new actions that you want. So this show is dedicated to doing that. Make sure you share this show with a friend. You have somebody that's down and out, or you want to recycle the happiness, you can get us on iTunes, download us to a mobile device. I've had a lot of good feedback on that. So we all help each other. And today, Dr. Joanne is going to help us a big time. This woman is all about self-discovery and motivation. And the show topic today is The Art of Motivation, What Are You Waiting For? Doesn't that sound delicious? Okay, so I'm going to read you a little bit about Dr. Joanne. She is an international author and speaker, master certified life coach, leadership and business coach, and she's an energy intuitive and a conscious channel expert. For over two decades, she's been practicing and teaching the law of attraction, using the principles to enrich the lives and businesses of herself and her clients. I always respect people that can, you know, walk the talk in their own life, so this is a good thing. Known as the success doc to global audiences, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most to businesses, organizations, and people with her transformation seminars, programs, and products. Her message is always powerful and uplifting and addresses the needs of her audiences in an inspiring and heartfelt way. Radio host of the Power Your Life show, Dr. Joanne White, has been featured online and in national and international publications such as CNN, Good Housekeeping, and WebMD. She is really authentic and quite the expert. She's made frequent guest appearances on radio and television networks such as NBC, CNN, World Talk Radio, and Voice America, sharing her expert knowledge about personal and professional growth, transformation, and manifestation. She teaches people how to overcome adversity. Love that. Access their inner power and potential and turn challenges into opportunities in creating more personal and professional success. You can connect with Dr. Joanne White at drjoannewhite.com or 1-877-DOC-WHITE, and she's also on Facebook, Dr. Joanne White, and she is here today to share her one-of-a-kind shine. Hi, Dr. Joanne. How are you?
I'm great, Deb. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm really psyched up, too.
Well, you got to have a – that's your introduction. That's you. I didn't even go on with all the stuff that I could have said. So this was like, you know, the Cliff Note version for people. They need to go to your website, because if I ever need a little vacation or holiday – you know, while I'm working, I just go over and check out your site and look at your videos and get a little inspiration and motivation. And I'm just really excited and privileged and honored to be able to say that you are a good friend, and I am really loving everything that you're about. And I know everybody today is going to feel the same way. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, there's so many things. I love that. The art of motivation, what are you waiting for? You know, people want change, and sometimes I think that there's fear inside that prevents them from stepping into their greatness. But, you know, you're going to tell us, first of all, what is the difference between, you know, the extrinsic and the intrinsic motivation? You're going to tell us what stands in the way of motivation. You're going to help us identify why we lose motivation so that we stop that. It's like, stop that. Don't do that. And what steps people can take to get motivated, and how you help other people get motivated. And, you know, staying motivation is key. And then you have a unique system, which I think is brilliant, Power Motivation System, which you've trademarked, and you're going to tell us how that works and how that'll help us. But, you know, there's something in your book, your best-selling book, that I want to share with the listeners. I've got to let you talk, but there's just so many things that I want them to know. And this is really a great intro, too. It says, motivation is the source of greatness and achievement. Unfortunately, you're not born with it. Instead, you have to learn how to create it to move ahead. And when you do, you take charge of your life and reap the rewards. And that's what you're going to help us with today, is reaping those rewards of staying motivated. And we're not going to wait any longer. So how about if you get us started with extrinsic and intrinsic motivation? What's the differences? And then we'll just take it from there.
Okay, great. Thanks, Deb. Well, extrinsic motivation is motivation from the outside. Somebody says, hey, can you do this for me? Or there's something else that's going on in your life that somebody gives you a wonderful comment, or there's something else going on that lights you up in some way, which is great. We all need external motivators. We need people to be in our corner. We need people who value us. But the best motivation and the most lasting motivation is what comes from within. That motivation that actually gets us up, gets us charged, gets us moving, gets us going, no matter what. And many people, and this was always strange to me, because I'm such a motivated person. I just never, you know, when I started working with clients, I'd have people who were brilliant and so talented. And I think we all have such wonderful talents that just need to be sort of tweaked and really found and brought out into the world. But I would notice that I'd have these people that would come to me that just didn't have the motivation or the get up and go. And I thought, how strange is that? And so we need to be able to know that that motivation, that internal motivation, is really the fire, is the source of really allowing things to happen. Because, Deb, the external motivation, although it's great and it can get us moving, sometimes that wavers. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And if all we're doing is waiting for it, then we're in deep trouble, because when it's gone, then we don't really have a purpose or anything that we want to work on.
Mm. Well, you know, so that's pretty clear. I love the way that you articulate that so powerfully, because if it doesn't come from within, it's not going to last. And your example of, you know, having somebody who may be really super intelligent and accomplished, but, you know, where is that motivation? We need motivation to really achieve our dreams and see our goals become tangible. So if intrinsic motivation is the key, you know, maybe you can first tell us what would stand in the way of being self-motivated from the inside out.
Well, yeah, I think that's really important because I think we have to to do all this. I think we have to have some sense of who we are and really take an honest look at ourselves. And I'm going to talk about a story about a client which will kind of answer the question. I worked with a client years ago who was so gifted in music, so, so very, very gifted. And she would spend more time doing everything else but her music. And one day I got angry with her. Angry, not really angry, but to kind of get her extrinsically motivated. And I said, what are you doing? If you have this incredible gift, this is a gift. I can't sing. I mean, I love to sing, but forget it. The world would turn away if they heard my singing voice. I said, you have a gift. The first time I heard you sing, there were tears streaming down my eyes, and I kept saying, this woman sings like a nightingale. I said, you said that you believe in your music and that's what you want to do, but how are you doing it? How are you standing behind it? What's your commitment? What's getting in the way of it? Is it fear? Is it, for her, it was procrastination. Is it fear? Is it procrastination? Is it not feeling that you're good enough? Or self-esteem issues? You think that, well, nobody's going to value it, nobody's going to like it, or I don't know how to go about doing it. Or is it that you really need more information like that, how to go about it? Do you need a coach? Do you need to check out resources? And sometimes I say to people, before you actually say yes or no to something, get the information, because when you're armed with that information, it can allow things to be more powerful and allow you to be more potent. So we stand in our own way, whether it's our own doubts, our own misgivings, our own beliefs about money, our own beliefs about self, whatever it is, we can be our worst enemies. And with this person, she needed to hear that kind of tough love thing. She needed to hear me say, you have the most incredible voice. If I had that voice, I'd be looking for singing jobs every minute of the day. And what are you doing? Where are you putting your attention? Where are you putting your focus? Because obviously it wasn't there. And it wasn't on what she really presumably loved. So if you really love something, you really have a gift, you really want to move something in whatever area, whether it's writing something or doing something better with your child or starting a business or making more money, you really have to show up for yourself and you really have to show up for that particular idea or concept. If it's about starting a business, you've got to do everything that you need to do to move it forward. And that's the focus piece that we're talking about.
You know, and I love that you have real life examples that you can, you know, help anybody listening, either live or on replay, saying, you know what? I can see myself in that. I feel that. That's an experience that I can relate to. And this is a great way of how we all help each other. And, you know, I had a question towards that end. Do you find, the expert that you are, do you find that part of that lack of inner excitement to stay motivated and share that shine is due to being fearful of the judgment of other people? Do you think that instead of looking at that gift, as you said, knowing oneself and saying, okay, I've identified this as my talent, I've identified this as my passion, I'm committed to living this dream, I need to get motivated, yes, but one of the things I have to be conscious of is detaching from other people's judgment of what I'm doing. Do you find that that's part of what keeps people from getting motivated?
Definitely. We're fearful of other people's judgment, whether they're going to tell us how ridiculous we are, whether they're going to make fun of us, whether they're going to kind of ridicule us in some way. We're also fearful of whether or not we're going to make it. So there's a fear of failure. And some of us are fearful of success. You know, I just came off of a television show, just a really brief spot where I was talking about take this job and love it. And and that's for a whole other interview, Deb. But basically, I'm usually not nervous, but because they were moving very, very quickly and they had to cut everything because one segment that they had was really very long, and so therefore everything, including my segment, was shortchanged, and nobody knew what the questions were, and nobody knew what was going on, and I could feel myself getting nervous and thinking, oh my God, how am I being perceived? That's the judgment piece. But when I let go of that, because I knew the material, and just focused on the host and on the fact that of being on, of being present and talking about what I know, that kind of slipped away. So I think what we have to say to ourselves about other people's judgment is how much do we really stand behind this? Because when I got into the field of energy medicine and the Alexander technique and hypnosis and all the stuff that I did early on in my life when it wasn't popular, my family was in total judgment of me. Oh, look at her. Oh, what are you going to do? Could you hypnotize me? And that, you know, all that crazy. And they'd make fun of me. And I just thought, you know what? Who cares? If you believe in something really strongly, there are always, Deb, going to be people who don't stand behind it. There are always going to be people who don't understand it. But what about those people who really need the message? What about those people who are going to be your cheerleaders? Those are the people that you need to think about. And you need to really decide that what you're doing, what you believe in, what that talent or strength or inner gift is too important to just put by the wayside. We're given those gifts, and this is my firm belief, we're given those gifts for a reason, and we're given them so that we can share them in some beautiful way and make the world better. And so if you're hiding behind other people's judgment and you're hiding that gift and burying that gift, well, that's not doing you good, it's not doing the world good, and it's not doing anybody else good. And I worked with someone years ago who was doing that too. She had an incredible gift in acting, and she was taking all these classes, and she just didn't believe in herself. She started to get really sick, and I said to her, you know, I really think all this illness is related to the fact that you're kind of burying this treasure that's you. And maybe what you need to do is be able to bring that out more so that you can feel good about yourself and healthier and also make a difference in the world.
Isn't that powerful? You know, it's so true. People are much harder on themselves than anybody else could possibly be. And all these examples in the great work that you do, you know, actors, musicians, writers, business people, you know, there's a common thread there. And the people that stay motivated to bring their light into the world are the ones that believe the world needs them. And that if they don't put their, as Mother Teresa always says, you know, you've got to put an eyedropper in the ocean, but it's necessary. So we're all necessary as part of the plan. And if we don't put our eyedropper in the ocean, you know, it seems like a little bit, but if nobody did it, there would be no ocean. I mean, we have to all contribute what it is we're supposed to do. And to focus on, you know, this is what I need to do, and I have accomplished my goal by the very fact that I've stepped out to share my gift and share my dream and put it into action, really makes it a success. So whether someone likes it or doesn't like it or approves or doesn't approve, that's not what gives it the value or the definition of success. What you're saying is the success is that you've done it, that you haven't, you know, buried it, as you said. I love that, the hidden treasure, you know. And great analogy, so visual. I'm such a visual.
You know, it's interesting.
it's interesting because there also has to be some effort behind it. I was talking to someone else that I work with in coaching, and he had these wonderful, great ideas, and I was listening to them, and I said, you know what, that sounds wonderful, but how are you applying it to your life? I mean, you're writing this stuff, which I think is great, but it's really speaking to you, and you're really not paying attention. And he said, well, you're right. I said, because if you really wanted to do something, and I believe he does, if you really wanted to do something, you're not just going to wake up in the morning and sort of put your arms up and expect it all to happen without putting some effort into it. And so we really do have to put our attention, our focus, as you and I were talking about, and our effort into it. And we also have to remember, sometimes we get stuck or we get discouraged. I know I've sent out manuscripts early on and kept getting rejection letters. Thank you, but no thank you. Thank you very much. We don't want it. And you could get demoralized by that judgment in the world that's saying on some level, no, we don't want you. No, we don't want this. No, we don't think you're good enough. No, we, you know, whatever it is, if you allow it and if you really decide to go with that. And I think that if you take a look at so many different stories, even Steven Spielberg, who started out in movies, he just decided one day to show up and act like he was the expert. And people started to pay attention to him because he believed that he had value. So I think that we have to put in effort. We have to remember why we're doing something and not give up and not get discouraged. And in those moments when something isn't working and the doubt really mounts, we need to say to ourselves, why are we here? Why are we doing it? I have a book, and this is an interesting story. It's actually a manuscript that I've just revamped, and it's 25 years old, Deb, and I think that it was visionary and written before its time. I got tons of rejection letters. Just about a year ago, I had shown it to a professor when I was in graduate school years ago, and they said that they would use it as a text if it were published, and at that point it wasn't. And then I became a colleague teaching at the university as an adjunct professor. And I talked to him a few years ago, and I said, are there any more adjunct positions in your specific department? And he said, Joanne, I wish there were. I'd hire you in a minute. But he also said, whatever happened to that manuscript? He said, I always think about it, and I talk about it to my classes. Well, that manuscript, Deb, was sitting in God knows what drawer, just collecting dust for 20, 25 years or so. And that little, I guess that little message, because I always think that we get messages, was a way to say, hey, you know what, let's dust it off, take it out, dust it off, and revamp it and see. And so I've done that. I've taken it out, and I kind of re-edited it, and now it's ready. And I think basically it was visionary, and I think that now the world is ready to hear it. And so I could have been discouraged and said, okay, that's ridiculous. And I've had people tell me, you know what, even my sister told me that. I hope she's not listening. She said, you know what, some manuscripts just aren't supposed to be published. And I didn't agree with her. I mean, yes, that's true, but this manuscript touches people's hearts, and it's about children with disabilities, and it's really about a personal experience. And I believe that this will be published and that this has a very particular message for people. So it's about standing, I guess I was long-winded there, but the emphasis is about determination, standing behind what you believe in, no matter how many naysayers are out there, because oftentimes that's what's needed to change the world. That's what's needed to move progress forward. That's what's needed to make people's lives better. And if we only went with the status quo or with all the people who said, oh, this is the only way to do it, then our world wouldn't be the way it is in terms of invention, in terms of technology, in terms of humanity.
And, you know, you bring up a good point that I like to remind myself of, so I'm glad you mentioned it. And I often will look at nature because I believe that, you know, we're all here together for a reason, and nature is part of the existence that we have, and there's certain simple truths, I believe. And when you mentioned about your manuscript and the timing and being visionary, all I could think of was, you know what, that is such common sense when you think about winter or spring or summer or fall. I mean, you just wouldn't expect to see roses bloom in the middle of winter when you've got 5 feet of snow on the ground. And there's nothing wrong or right, really, about a rose or the snow. It's just that the timing for roses is in the summer and snow is in the winter. And there are certain things that need to exist at a certain time. So, you know, the right thing for the right reason with the right motivation will have an impact. But I really appreciate you putting that on your heart from your own personal experience, because I think somebody listening, you know, can gain credibility and hope from that, because I think any of us know that we have had those moments where we really believe in that dream and we want to stay motivated, but it's hard to, you know, cut all of the negative energy vampires from our life. You know, you can't oftentimes separate yourself from family members and so forth, but we can try to get around positive people or positive tools like this radio show. And in listening to your story again and the wisdom that you're sharing is going to put more light in our mind to remove the darkness and keep us motivated to know that we have to do what we are supposed to do or we'll never be happy. And who doesn't want to be happy? Who doesn't love the love, Dr. Joanne?
You know, it's so true, Deb. We all do. And I think that's one of our goals. We're here to be happy. We're here to love. We're here to be happy. We're here to share. We're here to be of service to people. And I think those are the secrets of being alive. We're here to grow ourselves too.
That's right.
You know, it's so amazing because part of moving ahead and part of being motivated, it's not magic, it's not necessarily external, as we've been talking about, but it does take a sense of direction, and it does take discipline and self-discipline. A lot of people shy away from it and say, oh my God, self-discipline, and it does. When you're working on a manuscript, and you know this because you've written that wonderful book, when you're working on a manuscript or you're working on a painting or you're growing a child or you're doing anything in business, it takes self-discipline to do that, even to get up in the morning and to get to whatever it is you're doing, even though there may be roadblocks or even though somebody said, no, we're not interested. It doesn't matter. You have to really continue to go at it. And I think that that's something that people say, well, how do you get self-discipline? How do you get self-motivated when there are so many other things I like to do? Well, then you have to say, what's important to me? And if this is something, whether it's that gift or that talent that we've been talking about, is so very, very important, why aren't you showing up for it? And how do you show up for it? Self-discipline means that even if you don't want to go there or you don't want to do it, and you've been procrastinating like crazy and there are a million zillion other things you'd rather do, then you need to stop for a minute, take a pause and say, why am I doing this? What was that initial passion or that initial excitement about this particular dream or this particular goal? And you need to kind of revamp that in some way and revitalize it so that you can remind yourself that this is something that's really important to me. This is something that's essential to my growth, to my well-being, to my future, even to my present. And do whatever it takes to refocus yourself on the particular project at hand. And a lot of people would rather do something else. Well, yesterday I was working. I was putting together my newsletter. I was thinking, wow, what a beautiful day. I'd rather be out taking a walk. I'd rather be with friends. And I thought, you know what, I'll do that. But let's do this first, because this is important to me. My business is important to me. Communicating to people, getting a message out is important to me, and it's very much an integral part of who I am. And the truth is, I finally finished, and it was about 5:30, but I still had time to go out because it's getting lighter here, thank goodness, and take that walk and feel like I was still doing what I wanted to do, but I had accomplished something that was really important that I had started out to do early in the morning.
And I think that's a good litmus test for so many of us listening to know that, you know, you can really identify and determine what it is that you're supposed to be accomplishing and motivated to be accomplishing when you answer the question, what am I willing to sacrifice to attain it? And just like you said, the walk or going out, and the, you know, you were willing to sacrifice for that. If you're not willing to sacrifice to achieve something, it's probably not the hot button that you should be, you know, putting on your to-do list, because if it's something that you really are destined to do, you'll be willing to give other things up for it. And, you know, all of us, if we were that rose, to take that analogy, you wouldn't want to be halfway bloomed. You want to be in full bloom. So that's why we need to push ourselves to make sure that, you know, we finish the process and see it through, stay motivated to success, so that whatever it is that we're creating will be in full bloom, because not only will we feel better and look better, but everybody else will have that gift of looking at how beautiful we are. The fragrance of our gift will be permeating to all around. Well, I hope that you're all enjoying our show as much as I am with Dr. Joanne White, and she is the success doc, seen on TV, major networks. She's just an amazing educator and heart, filled with heart and gifts and talents to help you. So make sure you go to her website, Dr. Joanne White. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, she's going to tell us about her ingenious power motivation system to help you be your best and discover the amazing you. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is your life crazy? Do you want to transform your challenges into celebrations? You can with the right guidance system. Check out Deb Scott's award-winning book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. Readers on Amazon.com give The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue 5-star rave reviews. Visit Deb at greenskyandbluegrass.com to get your copy and sign up for her free Mind Vitamin newsletter. Get The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue and step into your greatness today. Go to greenskyandbluegrass.com now.
Hi, everybody. Well, welcome back. We're with Dr. Joanne White, the success doc, and she's telling us about the art of motivation. What are you waiting for? So she's been giving us all sorts of great tips and tools, and now she's going to share with us her unique, one-of-a-kind power motivation system and how that's going to help us be our best. So I think that everybody's going to want to take notes, so get your pencil up. And write these down, because they're good.
You know, we've been talking a little bit about what's in the system, and basically it's about, there's another quote from my book that I think is important, and it's really that to follow, you know, you need to be able to do this yourself. And remember, only you can motivate you to your own greatness. And so only you can motivate you to your own greatness. So, again, we're back to that intrinsic motivation. And so the system, I'm going to talk about some of the principles in the system. The first one is called the power of purpose, which I've been talking about. And it's about figuring out why you're there. What's the reason behind it? Otherwise, your goals are empty and they don't really have any meaning. Define what you're working for and let this become your inspiration. And whatever the goals are, let them sustain you in some way, because when you put purpose behind it, those goals become really much more powerful. And you'll also find out when you do that, you're amazed that there are other people that come to your assistance and that are like-minded and want to be there to support you. Another piece to the power motivation system is the power of direction. we need to know where we're going. If you got in your car and you didn't have a GPS or you didn't have a road map and you just decided you were going to get somewhere but you had no clue, what are the chances of really getting there and really being accurate in terms of marking the path and the travel? So basically, you have to really have some kind of scheme or some kind of plan that really allows you to flesh out in some detail where you're going to go. And it doesn't mean that that plan is stuck in truth if you need to change it, meaning that oftentimes we set a plan, an action plan down, and we have very specific details, and life happens as it does, and we may need to shift our course. Maybe we've come up against a roadblock. Maybe there's something like a bridge that's actually down that we can't traverse, whatever it is. And that happens with what we're doing, too, in our own lives and our own goals. So really, allow yourself to have a plan to follow, but also be comfortable with the fact that you may have to, in some way, change it or shift it and add new details to it. And don't let that dissuade you in some way or discourage you in some way. And really allow this plan to take you through the steps. And I remember a story when I was working on my PhD, and I had to write, just the whole PhD seemed like the whole thing, from actually creating a research project to going out and doing the research to going out and writing it up to evaluating it to talking to people to devising the whole thing. It was a tremendous, it seemed so overwhelming that it was something that was insurmountable that I would never be able to attain. And I was initially immobilized because I thought, how am I going to do that? It's like a book, and this is before I had written books, and now I have 10 books that I've written and co-authored as well. But at that time, that was my first book, and I thought, how am I going to write this dissertation after I do all the work that's about 200 pages long? And I just was immobilized. And what happened was I decided, you know what, this is ridiculous. I could be here for the next 10 years thinking, how am I going to do this? It's too much to do. How do I do this? And I broke it down into really measurable steps. And I probably had about 200 steps, which even then seemed totally unmanageable. And then what I did was I took about 5 of those steps in sequential order, consecutive order, and I put 5 on an index card and 5 the next 5 on an index card. I put all those other cards except for the first one in my drawer and took out the first one. And now 5 steps, 5 items are pretty manageable, at least I thought so, and that's really how I got it done. And one day when I was all finished, I opened up that drawer, and I had gone through all the steps, but I saw that whole 200 steps outlined, and I thought, I did it. I really did it. But I did it by going through each step at a time, and in the sequential order, I mapped it out, I detailed it, and of course there were changes, and of course I had to make course corrections along the way, which was fine, but I had a plan and I followed it. So that power of direction is incredibly important. Another piece to the power motivation system is the power of desire. And I say, and I'm going to just read a quote from my book, there's nothing as exciting or excruciating as desire, and it's the feeling of being pumped up with enthusiasm and expectation for something or someone. And if you have that expectation, that desire, you can use this longing, this desire to serve as a catalyst to actually get you to act. Because that desire to put something in the world or to get something accomplished or to do something that gives your life meaning or someone else's life meaning is so powerful. It's a spark that gets everything going, and it energizes and ignites other things in our lives, and it just is the stimulus to move things forward, even in our bleakest moments. And so that desire, I think, is incredibly powerful. but desire without purpose, or desire without direction, or desire without really doing anything about it, is just desire, and we just have that longing, but we don't do anything to move it along. And the other piece that I've been talking about, Deb, is that power of discipline. That's also part of the system, because you've got to be able to take charge of you. And nobody's going to do it for you. People can walk you to a certain something. People can give you ideas. People can hold your hand. People can help you etch out something. But you have to take the steps. And if you think about that, as I'm right now, you said you're visual. So I'm envisioning a child, a small child, who has to take those first steps to walking. Now, the parents encourage him or her, and they initially take the child's hand and show them, or they help the child stand up. But those first steps, nobody can do it for that child. And when that child takes those steps, if you've ever watched a child do that, there's such an expression of sheer joy on that child's face, because she did it. He did it. And it's not like those steps weren't hard. If you see how a child is taking those steps, sometimes they're grimacing and they're making a face because they're having all that concentration and all that energy towards that particular action, those first few steps. But when they do it, that feeling of joy, that feeling of accomplishment is like nothing else. And that's a feeling we have. I know I've experienced it. I know you have. When we put in the work, the hard hours, we've kind of said no to other temptations because that desire and that goal, that vision is so strong, and we've allowed ourselves to be disciplined. And then afterwards, that reward, that sense of I've done it, or that sense of clarity, or that sense of really feeling wonderful is just so very, very important. And it's like nothing else. We've persevered, and there it is. There's that rose, as you're talking about, fully bloomed, smelling just so fragrant, infusing us with its beauty and its wonderful fragrance, and also touching the lives of others. There's more to the power motivation system, but I don't want to just have a monologue here, so let's talk.
No. I've been just thinking. I'm here with my, you know, I've got my hand, my face in my hands, and I'm just like, wow. I'm always in awe. I'm saying, gosh, I hope my listeners enjoy my show as much as I do. I'm telling you, I just am so loving everything that you're saying. And you know, one of the things that I think is just a perfect segue to that great visual, and thank you for that, of the little child walking, is, you know, the parents were there cheering. And I think that that's why so many people hire you, get your newsletter. I know that that's why I get your newsletter and I connect with you. And I want to make sure that people listening today have that same person cheering for them, just like, you know, parents with the first walk with their child. You know, people that are gifted by God like you to help people be motivated to be their very best, you know, we need to connect with you, and we need that person cheering us on. So if somebody wanted to, you know, work with you, get a free consultation for coaching, I know you offer that, get it signed up to your newsletter and so forth, and 10 books, my goodness, Joanne, I'm so happy I wrote one, okay? I can't even believe. So give us, because we've only got a minute, make sure you give us all your websites and how to connect.
Okay, so it's docwhite.org, or drjoannewhite.com. Or you can reach me at joanne@drjoannewhite.com or at docwhite.org, and also my toll-free number, 1-877-DOC-WHITE. And even though it goes longer than whatever a telephone number is, it's, you still reach me. It's just a way to say, oh, wow, that's Doc White. So, and I do. I answer, even if I'm writing, even if people are writing and it's 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm answering people. So I love getting information from people. I do. You know, I feel that this is something that I've been on a mission on for many, many years, and it delights me to really help others. And I had this wonderful person on, Shaitan, who does the human design system, which is a way of really doing I Ching and astrology and energy medicine and the Kabbalah. I had him on my show the other day, Deb, and it was so exciting because basically part of, you know, what he did was he also sent me my chart, and which I had looked at beforehand anyway, but part of it was so wonderful in that I really put into my chart that I thrive on helping other people and serving them and being a catalyst, and I think you're that way too in many ways. So I think it's really wonderful and really special to be like-minded and friends and to share our wealth, whatever that means, or to share our knowledge, to share our enthusiasm, to be able to light that spark in someone else and to see them, like that child, to see them grow and blossom into those incredible roses. I think that's the greatest gift of all.
Yeah. Oh, I do too. I'm telling you, I feel great. I'm motivated after the show. I see, and I want to thank people listening live or on replay. I see we have a best-selling author in our chat room, Sumner Davenport. She's a dynamo. And, you know, I really think that part of staying motivated is being around people that want you to succeed. And, you know, you can stand around the perfume or you can stand around the manure. You got to decide what fragrance you want. Speaking of fragrance, get around the roses. But you have just been such a gift, I know, in my life, and the people that are going to be meeting you and connecting with you are really going to have a gift in you because you're awesome. So I want to thank you again for being on the show, and just so grateful for you to share your wisdom.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, and you are a pleasure, and you are a treasure. And you're going to be on my show, too, so I'm very excited about that because of the opportunity and the delight in interviewing you. And I love your book. She sent me this incredible book, folks. Read it because it's just wonderful, and every page is filled with wisdom, and it's been great. So thanks again. Thanks for having me, and have a blessed day.
Yes, God bless everybody. And remember, we are the best people we know. Love us, stick together, and celebrate discovering the amazing diamond of you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.